and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. 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 S&M all day.
Yo, yo, what up, though, world? This is your boy, Mo Agar. We back once again for a special, special episode of Sports and Music with Mo Agar on Eastway Broadcast. Thanks for joining us. Hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. And, yeah, man, it's a privilege and honor to have you guys listening in. You know, we have some really good things planned for you guys today on the show. I want you guys to really stay tuned and, you know, pay attention. But in the meanwhile, let's keep it culture, man. We got the sports and music popping off, man. You already know. I know y'all been watching the finals and y'all been watching some of the things go down. We got game three on tonight. Who y'all going for, man? Let me know. Call in. Callers, the call-in number is 914-338-1303. I repeat, 914-338-1303. Call in and, you know, display your opinion. I got my boy Gregory Lewis from San Diego, man. He's coming online today, man. He's doing some really special things to get back to the neighborhood. He actually started the NFL Flag League in San Diego for the kids, you know, and it's pretty cool, man. You know, I actually had the pleasure of actually working with him last week as our guy, Louis Mayos, you know, shot and edited and directed a pretty dope video for those guys. They're showing it at the festival out in San Diego. That's a big deal. But, no, long story short, he has a organization that he started, an NFL Flag Football League for the kids. And, yeah, I did some music for him. And it's hot, man. So I decided I wanted to bring him on to the show so he could talk about how he's giving back to the community, you know, because that's what it's all about, man, giving back and blessing others, man. You know, God has put us in positions to bless others, man. Let's do it. So, you know, we got Gregory Lewis coming on today and, you know, a few other cool things on tap, man. Yeah. So make sure you guys call in because, you know, I really would love to hear from you guys, you know, because we would like to interact with our fans as Easy Way Broadcast host. So, we'll be right back after this song I'm going to play you guys. This is a record called Back When. It's one of my favorite records off of my Motown album, which is doing really well. You know, the Motown experience has been great for me, man. I started the movement back sometime in October, you know, and here we are in June, and then it's growing. You know, I'm really trying to execute my plan on some of the things I want to do with the album. I want the album to be timeless, so, you know, I'm taking my time with it. Of course, you know, a wise man once told me, you know, you can't rush greatness. So right now I'm just putting together albums and putting together the music, putting together the videos, and, you know, the TV show is next. You know, we'll speak more and more on that as that unfolds. But right now, man, this is Back When, man. This is a record where I display some of the things that happened to me in college along to making it now. You know, just talking about some of the issues that I dealt with in college, making it to the NBA and, you know, and trying to get it. So check this out, man. Let's go.
Back when the world was so cold, that I would stay up all night, instead of dreaming about the door, I would go out and fight.
3 a.m., I'm getting shots up. 5 a.m. in the morning, I'm making beats, I gotta get my stock up. 8 a.m. class, only got an hour of sleep. I gotta go cause Coach Izzo might pop up. I grind it hard to bring that mail back. Cause either that or just depend up on that Pell Grant. Cutting the hair for $5 and slinging beats for like 100. Cookouts on that dorm floor, I gotta beat them stomachs. 18, child support stopped coming. Pops passed away, I guess the cancer done it. Just to keep it 100. I ain't cry at first, but the tears came late like I'm peeling onions. Tired.
Feeling like I did 100 runyons back when the world was cold and it was cold, but I feel that warmth is coming.
And it's still freezing, like that Christmas evening when I passed out in that practice and I wasn't breathing.
In the spittle for like 3 days, 100 tubes connected under my PJ. Huh, all I really wanted was NBA, or maybe meat day, but instead I met
A. Back when the asthma. World was so cold, so cold, that I would stay up all night, all night. Instead of dreaming about the door.
We back once again, man. That was my record, Back When, featuring Sam Hooke and Major Williams. Sam Hooke is one of the coldest up-and-coming songwriters out here in Los Angeles, California. He's written records for Chris Brown, Lloyd, etc., Game. You know, Major Williams is actually a protege of Jamie Foxx's label. You know, it's an honor to be able to work with him on this record. So right now I'm going to bring on Greg Lewis, man. We have the opportunity to be able to chop it up with him so he can spread his knowledge and his love to you guys, you know, some of the good things he have going on. Greg, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mo?
Greg, how you doing, brother? Thanks for joining us today on Sports and Music, man. How's your day, brother?
Oh, my day is going great. How about yourself, man? Thank you for having me on.
Ah, man, absolutely, man. The day is going well, man. Yeah, man, introduce the world to Greg Lewis, man. Let us know who you are, brother.
Well, I'm actually Greg Williams. I actually have NFL Flag San Diego, which is a program of NFL Play 60. What we do to focus on the active generation with the NFL Play 60 movement, we do it by the game of flag football. And like I mentioned before, it's from the ages from 5 to 13 years old. And it's a really cool thing to get kids active and, you know, get them out of the house. And instead of having them play on video games and watching TV, we encourage kids to exercise and get to learn the game of football.
Right, man, that's pretty cool, man. I'm really inspired by, you know, your movement and everything. You know, I had the opportunity to be able to work with you last week. You know, me and Lewis, we sat in the studio and actually, you know, correlated a pretty cool video. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, I did the music, you know, he did his magic with the editing and core. I mean, you know what Lou do. So, you know, we was in there doing it, man, and more and more as we was putting it together, man, I was inspired by just not only the actual function, but just how the kids were actually were so dedicated and into it. You know, they're becoming young champions at a young age, and they're getting empowered at a young age, man. They're really learning certain things that, you know, I feel like the generation needs. And how do you feel knowing that you're putting together something that's monumental for kids' futures?
You know what, Mo? To be honest with you, man, it's a pleasure. I just work for the company. I don't look as myself as being the CEO or the director of operations. You know, this is God's program. You know, I work for him, and, you know, I just pray to him and ask him to lead me and use my body as a temple to be involved with his most precious possession, and that's the kids. So, you know, I'm honored that he chose me to do so. Just to piggyback off of what you said earlier about, you know, the kids playing, you know, trying to learn the game to be champions. That's one thing that I do preach to the kids. Nobody in that actually plays for the Play 60 League out here in San Diego is a loser. Every kid is a winner. Whether they win or lose, they still get trophies. They still get, you know, encouraged to play the game. You know, it's not about winning and losing. Even though, you know, we live in America where it's a competitive sport, I still try to encourage them to see that just by them learning something and by them finishing the program, that they all are winners. So that's the cool thing about the program. That's what I like. I enjoy being a part of it. I enjoy being, you know, have them being a part of the NFL Play 60 movement. And it's a great thing, Mo.
Right. It's pretty cool, man. Let's talk about your background, man. Let's talk about some work where you come from and, you know, how did you get to this point where you actually involved with the children? You know, what brought you to this point?
Well, over the last past few years, I was a coach. You know, I actually got involved with the flag football game because of my nephew, and I was actually a coach for his team. And I just really, like, enjoy the game of football. It's something that I've been playing my whole life. That's a part of me. I have a passion for the game. And I just wanted to be involved with something and create something to where I can put my own twist on it and give kids a little bit about who I am. I just, like I said, Mo, I've just been playing the game since a little kid. You know, we didn't have the flag football game. When I was coming up, we did Pop Warner. And so, you know, the flag football thing was very cool. It was very interesting to me. I really liked the way the kids developed, and I've seen their skill sets developing over every week. And so I had the opportunity, you know, I was actually blessed to have the opportunity to do so, and I took the opportunity.
That's what's up, brother. Okay, cool, man. We're going to be right back after a quick little commercial break, man. We're going to be back with Greg Lewis, y'all. Sports Music with Mo Hayes. Easy Way Broadcasting right after this commercial break.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Yeah, we're right back. Sports and Music with Mr. Greg Lewis, reporting live from San Diego. Let's talk about, man, how did you and Lewis end up meeting, man? You know, he speaks highly of you, man. You know, me and Lou, we do a lot of work together, man. We're working hard to, man, you know, make us cool little sound over there at FMS, man. How did you guys, you know, link up?
It started back in college, Mo. Me and Louie actually graduated together from Cal State San Marcos. While we were in college, we actually worked together at Best Buy. We worked at Best Buy for over 2 or 3 years. And me and Louie just been friends ever since. Once I met the guy, you know, he actually, like, motivated me. You know, I actually, like, looked up to him because of his work ethic and some of the things that, you know, the passion that he has for the things that he do. And, you know, I consider Louie a great friend of mine, almost like a brother, man. And I'm very fortunate to have him in my life.
All right, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, Louis has definitely been extremely influential in my life, man. We've been able to do some amazing things, and, you know, we have a lot of good things coming in the future, man. Yeah, just like the video, man. Like, the video was cool, man. What you think about the overall package? We never really got a chance to talk about it, but, you know, how did you feel that it turned out?
Mo, I think... I feel that the video is fabulous. I mean, that's the thing that I actually enjoy working with Lewis and the viewability. Lewis actually sees things as I do. I've seen multiple things that I loved about the video. I've seen that, you know, the game is a very fast-paced game. He found a way to actually slow the game down so viewers can actually see what was going on. He did a very great job of actually marketing the company for us. Showing the NFL flag logo and showing the excitement that kids are having. He actually captured a lot of footage, you know, from the parents and seeing how much they enjoyed the game. The music that you made was actually perfect to the scenes that he chose to do the video. Just some of the work that Lewis does, it just really amazes me. He really puts a lot of time into it versus you know, some other guys that I worked with in the past. He really puts a lot of time in it. He really puts a lot of effort into it. And everything that he does is displayed with his passion. And he did a great job. We actually are supported by the San Diego Chargers, and we got a chance to let them view the video. And they thought the same thing. They thought that the video was done very, very well, and they're impressed with it as well. So that's just a testament of some of the work that Lewis does. And you know, I gave him the praise for that. He did a wonderful job.
Man, absolutely, man. Like always. Let me ask you something, man. You know, it's a lot of kids out here that's chasing their dreams, and you know, they might be skewed in certain ways, man. Like, let's talk about how important it is to actually have your passion and your drive be something that moves you versus, you know, just other ulterior motives that people might throw in your path.
Well, you know, like, That's one of the things that when we developed this league, that's one of the things that was our focus, Mo. Some of the things that we're doing in the community is that, you know, by us being a nonprofit organization, we reach out to organizations, and we had multiple NFL players come by and visit the kids and encourage the kids to exercise as well as play the game of football. And what they did was they donated money to our organization. And what we do is we go out into the neighborhoods and we try to give, well, not try, we give that money back to foster kids and unfortunate families. The way we do that is we work with the school districts throughout the county. We try to target the kids that are on, like, free lunch and things of that nature. We try to get them to get the scholarships so they can actually be encouraged to play the game and not let money be an issue. That was a really, really cool thing, as well as we partnered with Sleep Train. Sleep Train actually sponsors kids that actually are foster kids. We actually teamed up with those guys and gave out scholarships for those kids to be able to play. We had a really great turnout this season. The kids enjoyed it, and it actually feels good more to go back to the community and give back to families that are not able to be in activities such as the NFL flag because of financial reasons. We don't want to have any kid not able to play because of money, because, you know, in my past as a kid, you know, my family wasn't really fortunate to do activities like this, and so it's very important for you not to forget where you came from. Ego is the number one killer of success. I really believe that, and so I really try to reach out to those organizations and to those families to bring them into organizations such as these. And hopefully these kids can become future pros and come back and visit us and tell other kids about their situations. And hopefully they can do the same thing by giving back and helping other people just as we focus on doing.
Absolutely, man. That's exactly what it's about, man, because I recall being a young child, you know what I mean, on middle school to maybe early high school. You know, we always had rec leagues, man. Back when I was growing up, it was a league called SYB. And I remember it was like $49 to sign up. And it was so important for us as kids because not only was it something besides school, it was something we can look forward to every Saturday. You know, we have practice on maybe Tuesday and Thursday. And, you know, it's something we look forward to as kids, man, you know, to be able to interact with each other outside of school, play ball, grow, you know, have good coaches, learn life skills and stuff like that, man. I do remember a situation where we wasn't able to afford a season one time. It was like, you know, they did a spring season and a fall spring season and a summer season. And it was one season that, you know, my mom, we wasn't able to afford it. And, you know, one of the presidents of the actual organization, man, he went ahead and just waved me and let me play for free. And that was probably one of the biggest, you know, inspirations ever because, you know, it still allowed me to hoop. You know, I got a chance to play. You know, I got better. You know, my team ended up winning the championship that year. I believe it was like my seventh grade year or something. We ended up winning the championship. But it was so empowering to be able to play in it because of the coaches. You know, they put such a premium on developing us as youngsters. You know, we had guys who were good. We had guys who wasn't. But, you know, they still all made us feel equal. And, of course, your talent later, your level was going to take you a little farther than others, you know, unfortunately. But I still remember just the life skills that I learned as a youngster. So I really applaud what you're doing because it's so important to kids, you know, to be able to have that at a young age because if they're getting all the negativity that the world is displaying, man, of course, you know, they're going to grow up corrupt. But if they're forced to be around, you know, good, positive environments, man, they have a better chance in life, not only in sports, but just in life.
Right. And so, yeah, you know, just on that note, Mo, that's my focus, you know, just to be able to make a difference in somebody's life. And, you know, like I said, it's very important to encourage the kids, man, because they can actually get themselves into so many crazy things. I mean, you know, you just look at the news and you just look at things that go on around us in this world, man. And, you know, if I can do something to help somebody and steer them in a way to do something positive with themselves and you know, if I could just help one person and it makes a world of difference, Mo, I mean, that's worth anything. That's worth more than any dollar value or any possession that you can possibly have, just seeing that you make a difference in somebody's life. And, you know, that's what I try to pride myself on. That's one thing I want to do because I have multiple people help us as well. I'm not telling you, Mo, that we didn't have anything because, you know, my mom was a hard worker as well as my dad, but, you know, you have bills and you have things that come up, and sometimes, you know, that kind of hindered us from doing some of the, you know, the all-star tournaments and things that, you know, cost us a lot of money, you know, for us with traveling and stuff. And, you know, I just want to give back to the kid and just see them excel, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. it's almost the same as AAU growing up. You know, in basketball, we had AAU, AAU travels, and, you know, being sponsored by a good AAU team, you know, pretty much, you know, if you're sponsored by like an Adidas or Reebok or even a Nike, you know, they would take care of the tournaments like every weekend. You know, the parents would never have to really worry about the uniforms, jerseys, shoes, you know what I'm saying? Like Nike and Adidas, they took care of that stuff for us. And, you know, that was one of the privileges of being able to play on a good AAU team. You know, I feel, you know, I made it to the highest level in basketball. You know, I played in the 19 and under Olympic team, played in the NBA. But I still think to this day, like, the funnest time in basketball were those times when you were playing AAU and playing in rec league as a kid when you really didn't have too much to worry about. So, man, let's talk about some of the things that just keep you motivated every day, man. I know there's times where you feel like things isn't working out the way you want them to. Let's talk about some of the things that keep you going, brother.
Well, Mo, like you said, man, it is difficult. You know, there are difficult days. I just think the thing that really motivates me and keeps me going is just my faith, man. You know, I have a high faith in God, and, you know, I am human. I just, you know, I actually pray to Him and ask Him to give me the motivation. Just being around the game of football, Mo, that's what I love. That's what I grew up around. Like I told you, that's one of my passions in life. It's just the game of football. I can sit there and I can watch NFL Live, NFL Network for hours. Even though they're repeats, I can watch them for hours and hours. I never get tired of it. And, you know, just being able to have something, you know, that's a piece of me. And that's NFL Flag San Diego. That's what drives me, just to see the kids excelling and playing the game I love. I mean, just the coaching aspect of it, the great coaches that we have in the organization, the great parents, you know, and just the looks of the kids' faces, you know, when we have NFL players out and when you actually take the time, like right now we're at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and we have a football skills challenge. When you have kids that step up and they try to throw the ball into the football challenge holes, and they can't do it, and you take the time to show them how to hold the ball properly, where to throw the ball, how to focus on the hole, and they do it, and seeing the excitement on their face, that's what drives me, man. But, you know, the foundation is just having my faith in God, and I just ask Him to give me strength every day, and, you know, God does some amazing things, and that's why I think I'm able to hold on every day.
You're absolutely correct, bro. I mean, honestly, you know, we talk about those type of things on this show all the time, because, you know, quite frankly, you know, where would we be without His grace, you know, and His strength, you know, and diligently seeking Him, man, is one thing that's always going to keep you grounded, man. You know, you can have as much success, fame, or anything you want in the world, but, you know, if you're not ready for it and, you know, you don't understand that where you're getting it from, first of all, you know, it's easy to fall. Like you said, man, having a big ego is the number one success killer. So, you know, just having that foundation is very important, man, through the good days and the bad days, man. Let's talk about these NBA finals, man. Y'all know we've been talking about the football, the kids, and the NFL football and everything, man. Who you got for the finals, brother?
Man, I'm an underdog kind of guy, man. I think I have to go with the San Antonio Spurs, although if you're a basketball fan, how can you not love LeBron James the way in which, you know, just the South Beach whole flavor. I mean, but if I had to choose a team, I would like to see the Spurs win. The reason why I believe the Spurs has a really good chance of winning is because of Tony Parker, but the coach. A lot of people don't really give Greg Popovich a lot of credit. I think that Greg Popovich is the Phil Jackson of our modern era, and I think it's because of him he's going to come up with some schemes that's going to slow LeBron James down or one of the other three guys and let LeBron James do what he's going to do. And I think that they'll have a good shot to pull it off.
I might disagree with you, bro. At the end of the day, it's like, hey, man, Spurs been a team of the decade. How are the Spurs the underdog, man? Like, you know, Miami got two championships. Spurs got four or five in the past 10 years. Who's really the underdog? I remember playing time when nobody liked the Spurs.
I believe, you know what, Mo, I think, I mean, you know, as far as my opinion, you know, I'm not a betting man, you know, so I don't really know what the lines are or what the people are saying. If, you know, just from the vast majority of people that I talk to, like yourself, the majority of people are saying Miami's going to win it. I think Miami is the favorite just because, you know, they're almost in a sense like
like the Bulls and the Lakers of the 80s, you know, they're Showtime, and the Spurs, you know, they're just an old veteran team that comes in, and blue collar team, takes care of business, and they do it as a team. And that's what I like most about the Spurs. The Spurs don't really have many superstars, but they play as a team, and just being able to watch a group of guys, you know, with their chemistry as well as the great coach they have, just working together as a unit, I think that's what inspires me to watch the Spurs play, and because of that reason, I think the Spurs are going to win.
Yeah, I understand, man. I'm going to have to go with the Heat, though, man. I feel where you're coming from, but I got to go with the Miami Heat, man. I want to see Brian get his second joint, man. I got to, you know what I mean? You know, Tim Duncan,
you know,
those guys, they won their rings, man.
Right, and I would like to see Timmy D leave with a ring. And, you know, Pop is talking about, you know, whenever Timmy D leaves, he's going to leave. I think that Tim Duncan is one of the premier forwards in NBA history. I think that Tim Duncan doesn't really get a lot of credit that he deserves because of the type of game that he plays. And I would like to see him go out as a winner. I mean, it's always a great story to see somebody, a player of his magnitude, actually go out as a winner. And I would love to see that for him and Greg Popovich. But, I mean, we all know that Miami is a much talented, skilled team. And I wouldn't be surprised if they will win. And I wouldn't be upset if they won as well because, I mean, you know, you have to respect LeBron James and the work that he puts in and the type of caliber player he is, as well as with Dwayne Wade and the cast of players they have. So whoever wins it, I mean, I would be actually happy, but I would really be happy if I were to see the Spurs win just because of their team work that.
Yeah, definitely, man. Those guys do work hard, man. You got to respect the organization, man. You know, one thing I know about the San Antonio Spurs is their organization is it's pretty potent, man, from the general managers to the coaches, man. You know, they do a really good job of bringing in solid guys, you know, team-first type guys and building them around Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu, because, you know, Tim Duncan has been a guy who's been solid since 1995. He's been
98. Yeah, he's been there a long time, man. Like to say, I would like to just see it just, you know, it's just a story. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it kind of, you know, tarnishes their legacy when they go out as losers. I mean, you know, for instance, like Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, Shaquille O'Neal, some may say that Shaquille O'Neal is probably the best big man in the game. But, you know, for see him go out as a loser, it kind of takes away from his legacy, and you have to almost show highlights back when he won the finals with the Lakers and stuff like that for people to really remember his legacy, even though he played with Miami, he played with Boston, you know, on his way out of in his career. You know, some people may not, you know, associate him with being a winner because he didn't go out as a winner. But I would like to see that for Tim Duncan because, like I said, I respect him and their team and their coach. And I think that he's a great community guy. So I would like to see that for him.
Definitely, bro. Okay, man, well, shoot, man. Thanks again for joining us today, man. You know what, man? It was inspiring, first of all, to hear about your story, hear about what you was doing with the kids and NFL Flag Football League. Man, those kids were awesome, man. They do a heck of a job of challenging each other, you know, and they're pretty competitive at a really young age, and they're learning some good skill techniques and life techniques at a young age. So I commend you for being a part of such great things, man. And thanks again for joining us, man. You know, take a second to give us your website, man, your Twitters, and how we can follow you so we can keep up with some of the amazing things you have going, bro.
The website will be www.nflflagsd.com. Again, that's www.nflflagsd.com. You can find us at Twitter at NFLflagsd as well. Hopefully you guys can follow us and hear about some of the cool things that we're doing in the community and follow us and hopefully you guys can come down and visit sometime.
That's what's up, bro. Yeah, man. You know, me and Lewis, we plan on coming out there to, you know, check out the festival before it's all over. But, man, thanks again for joining us, man. You know, have a blessed week, man. Good luck with the skill challenges out there, man. And keep up the good work, bro.
All right. Thank you very much, Mo. Thank you for having me. And thank everybody for taking the time out to listen to our message. And like you said, Mo, we can't wait till you and Louie come down and show you guys a good time and, you know, help out and, you know, mingle with the kids. And, yeah, that's what it's all about. And thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. All right, guys, we got the boy Brett Will coming on after this quick commercial break. The sports music with Mo Agar, y'all. Stay tuned. Let's get it.
listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Yeah, we back once again. I was Gregory Lewis, man, over in San Diego doing this thing with the NFL Flag Football League with the children, man, empowering the kids, man, making them great for later on in the future, man. We got the boy, Brett Will. Brett, you there, brother?
I'm here. What's going on, man?
How you doing, Brett, man? It's good to hear from you, man. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's introduce the world to yourself, man. Let them know who you are, brother.
My name is Brett Witt, W-I-T-T. I guess a bit of everything. I'm out here in L.A. I'm acting right now. Things have been going pretty well. Been on some good shows. But I dabble in the sports world too, man, at a professional level. You name it, I've played it. So I got my hands in a few cookie jars.
That's cool, man. What all professional sports have you played?
Well, I grew up playing. I've been in martial arts my whole life. I'm a black belt in Taekwondo and karate. I've competed professionally all around the country. I played baseball, football, arena football. I played rugby for down in Florida for a few years. I'm also a scratch golfer, and I was competing to play in the U.S. Open last year. So, you get on the line, they don't really match up. One's pretty brutal, and one's a little bit elegant. But, man, I just, explore all your talents, and I love
it.
All sports.
I respect that a lot, man. You know, a lot of people are multi-talented, and they figure out ways to, you know, have their niche be a part of something they're doing. You know, I understand that you're doing some acting also. So let's talk about how cool is it to actually implement some of your black belt skills into being an actor? You know, what instances have you been able to use your martial arts black belt skills?
Oh, I mean, martial arts is basically, it's carved and shaped who I am today. I don't want to sound cheesy or anything like that, but, you know, ever since a kid, just growing up, very strict dojo, respect, self-discipline, integrity, perseverance, all these things I apply to everything I do, whether I'm picking up a paintbrush, painting, or on-set acting, studying a script, whatever it is, I just want to be great, and it comes down to that, and... martial arts, I've been able to use it not only just mentally, but also physically on set, being mobile and being able to do my own stunts. And that comes in handy because, a lot of actors will have to learn the tricks of the trade and be taught. And, you know, I'm already there. I'm already ahead of the game.
Right, man. You said one important thing, man, just by being an athlete or to a certain extent. You know, I feel like it helps you so much just to be able to contain discipline. You know, that's a lot of times, you know, we're out here and we're almost contractors / entertainers to where we have to really discipline ourselves to stay in shape, wake up early, you know, read our lines. There's just certain things we have to do that nobody's going to tell us to do, but we have those things instilled in us just because of our athletic background. And I feel like it helps, you know, it helps with us, you know, with dealing with people that's on set or wherever you're at, because I think people are more apt to deal with you because they understand that maybe this kid has more discipline. You know, he's probably coachable. He's probably going to take direction. So I feel like those things, you know, are very important, you know, in the entertainment world. You know, that's why I feel like it's important for kids and children to That's why it's important for kids to actually get into sports at a young age.
Kids, ball kids. Yeah, I hear you.
Kids, little kids. So it all applies, man.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you're dealt with how to handle diversity and overcome all these things with sports. I mean, some people look at it like, oh, look at these guys, you know, baseball, football, basketball, whatever it is. They kind of just label it as the jock world growing up and all these things, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, all these things are ingrained in me, and it's crucial throughout my whole daily routine, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. That's cool, man. So let's talk about where you're from, man. What brought you to Hollywood?
Well, I originally grew up in Wisconsin, of all places, the Midwest. You know where that is, right? Up there freezing cold, touching Canada?
Yeah, man. I'm from Michigan, brother, so I'm not too far.
Okay. You Lions fan?
Yeah, of course.
I moved down to Florida after high school and studied theater down there, acting and art. And, you know, I went to college down there for 4 years and then needed to further my studies even more. I moved to Italy, actually, and studied at an academy over there. And when I was done, came back to Florida and started doing a lot of modeling and commercial work and dabbled in some TV and film. And, you know, I just wanted a bigger challenge. You know, I wanted to go where all the work is, you know, take it to the next level. So I packed up and came out here. And so far it's been great.
Right. What has been your challenges since you've been out here, though?
The 405. Traffic.
Absolutely, man. That traffic is a beast. But, you know, besides the traffic, man, what are some of the ups and downs that you go through, you know, just because, you know, you sound like you do a lot of different things. So, of course, certain things are an adjustment for you. So what's been some of the major adjustments for you, you know, just being able to do so many different things?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. I mean, this town is – there's so many talented people here, and it's pretty incredible to be around all that. You know, it's to surround yourself with other talent you can feed off and learn. But at the same time, I mean, you're competing against these people, and it's a tough business, and you have to keep at it, stick to your guns, and be like, we'll go back to what we said before, is being self-disciplined. And because essentially you're your own business out here, you know, and you have to be dedicated and driven, because there's a lot of things that are going to stray you away in a big city like this. And you're going to get a lot of negatives too. And you just have to stick to your guns and keep at it. So
yeah.
I would say the abundance of talent, you know, is, you know, somewhere back in Florida, it's just smaller and the market's smaller and you know, stand out a bit more. And then out here, there's a lot of talent. But I always believe cream rises to the top, you know, if you keep working hard
Absolutely, man. I believe in that statement also. That's actually a real life statement, man. I believe that. And I believe the people who's able to endure hardship and fight through it, those are the ones who usually make it, you know. And I believe that's a true statement, man. Well, that's what's up, man. Well, I definitely appreciate you stopping by today, man, to, you know, bless us with your presence, man. You know, good luck with everything you have going on. Obviously, you're going to be successful, man. You know, you have plenty of options. So, man, thanks again for joining us for Sports and Music, man. Let's talk about your Twitters, your Facebooks, man, and some of those things we can find you at.
You bet. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me. My website is brenttwit.com. Again, that's www.brenttwit.com. And you can check out Facebook/ Brent Witt, BrentWitt. And then you've got just cruising down the line. And then we got a Twitter at only Brent Witt. So, yeah, you can check out my stuff. I'm always updating my sites and fairly new to the Twitter, but I'm going to keep on it. So.
That's what's up, bro. Well, thanks again, man. Good luck in everything you have going on, man. I'm going to follow you on Twitter, and, you know, we'll keep in touch, man. It sounds like you have some amazing talents, man. You know, we definitely got to keep in contact, bro.
You bet. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, and best of luck to you as well, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. That's Brett Will, y'all. Brett Will, clap it up. All right, cool, man. We about to take a quick song break. You know what I mean? We ain't even going to take a commercial break this time. We're going to take a quick song break, man. This is Everything Official with me, myself. the brother Wynn, brother LaDell Hart, brother D Tall, and brother D Joe. Everything official. ETO. Let's get it. More time.
Everything official, baby. Everything official,
down. What up, Wynn?
Yeah.
Talk, what up?
Everything official, down.
Hey, man, we going home with this one. Jiggy Freddy. Hey, Sean B. Dillon. Hey, what's goody, pal?
Everything official.
DJ.
Everything,
I want to talk to you for a minute.
Everything official. Everything official, down.
What up, though? Welcome to Motown, a.k.a. Yeah, it's about to go down. Oh, wow. Yeah, he about to clown now. Out the country, where he about to go now? Beach house, making beats on the beach. It feels good, standing all on my feet. And I don't say it to brag, but to motivate. Gotta be a warrior, homie, Golden State. You people want green and white, then go to state. All my true Spartan dogs, they gon' relate. In the motherland, going in on potent steak. Fresh fruit or divine, homie, them potent grapes. It feels good to be official. You running around with that fake dough. Ain't got enough bread to pay for your coincidental. That ain't the whip, cuz we all know it's rental. Before I sell my soul, I rent the rolling pencil. I feel like Marley, Martin Luther, and Marvin. Feeding people, they starving. Feeding people the garden. Adam Eve in the party. Polly and bought Ferraris and new Ataris. And how we go on bank like a Barclay. Check. Let me grab my Barclays and run up off that block because I'm fresh up out my car seat. Kevin James, nah, I ain't a grown up yet, but like Jerome Bett for that grown up check.
Only round my way, some shining, top feel back, bad chick riding. Cause everything official, everything official. And you can tell I'm grinding by the way my wrist blinding.
Do it like I do it, I'm a beast. Throwing at your head, RG3. Product of the zoo, yeah, boy, I'm an animal. Feasting on these rappers like they edible. Cannibal, damn, I'm dope. CEO, all official click, that's the business. Bad girls club, keep a house full of. Switcher full of crypto, kinda light. I got these. On that molly, I ain't tryna wipe. Not tonight, strictly pipe. Floppy toppy, rock my mic. Finna blow up like dynamite. Check my light, I'm shining bright. Living up to all my hype. Matter of fact, I'm under hype. Instead of chasing these, better get your paper right. I'm flying in the spaceship that's headed to outer space. I'm amazing, the flow is blazing. Hazing them like they pledging. Been nice since I was 11. My verse is going to heaven. I'm living life, no regretting. Jet setting, everything official. This that real, that real feel, that Kill Bill. I'm so trill, she's so fine. I got a boyfriend, but I'm a steal, cause I'm fly like the Air Force. Cause I might as well be the airport. My time coming, these lames know what my game plan is. I can't blow it. Papered up like wallpaper. Ball hard, all haters. I'm cashing out like cash out. Them bad birds get smashed out. Keep Ben Franks in them 501. Ben Franks in that duck. Ben Franks in them safe. Benefits of that hustle, Tom.
Woo. Everything official, down. Everything official,
we count figures. You ain't talking about money unless it by double digits. In the block, doing good this year, we doing numbers. Stand down all winter to do it up in the summer. Torn bras piled up in the fifth, this where it's at. Ballet in the front and it coming in through the back. Again with a. I'm coming in with a s*** of that loud 100 bottles, and yeah, we in all black. House party in the lobby, yeah, we in the lobby. Then we all hit it up to them suites, it ain't a problem. Cashed out, everything all night, need no receipt. All the moves we made today, tomorrow we gon' repeat. Got a call from the plug, he asked me do I want it. Dropped them off about 22 pounds, they all 100. We ain't counting nothing paper no more, wearing no whistle. That's $1 million flip in a day, it's all official.
Some shining,
oh oh,
back, bad chick riding, everything official,
yeah, yeah,
everything official,
yeah.
And you can tell I'm
grinding,
the way my wrist
is blind,
everything official,
everything official,
everything is official. official, baby.
Blacks in Detroit exercise more power than blacks anywhere in the city of the United States. And we refuse in the city of Detroit to kiss their behind.
Let's get it.
My Detroit players.
Cause I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from them crack your hard way. Northland all day. Where goons catch bodies over shades we call yay. Mama, it feels like I left the nest again. I'm on the west grinding harder than the Mexican. Me and hard work, we can be the bestest friends. Cause we moving on up like a Jefferson. Cause I remember on Jefferson. You got Barkley phone? Where they got weapons in? Run those goons and they gumbo. Better take them kicks off quick. Never mind the popo. Man, them West Side boys is acting up again. Yo, them living noise boys back in the trap again. Gang squad outside cracking heads. And the Muslims still holding up the traffic, man. Giant slide had the whole hood jumping. Bail out shootings at the whole hood run. We out, the whole hood hooked on alley crates. Look, I'm surprised I never pulled nothing. Focus, hope, saved the whole household. But box of cheese and powder milk, that was gross though. He ain't really mad at y'all cause we was broke though. Now we on top of the world screaming, what up though?
My Detroit players, my Detroit players, my Detroit players,
yeah, what up, Tony, man?
My Detroit players,
yeah, we made it all the way to sunset,
players,
baby.
My Detroit players, my Detroit players.
Yeah. Cause I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from the cracky hallway. Northland all day. We're doing with catch bodies over shades of tall.
Could it be the pink gators that's making people hate us? What you talking about? We something like the greatest. Hold it tight cause we known for taking ladies. Take your ladies. We ain't playing with ya. Tat it up how you like me. Dirty love on my back. 313. Yeah, we getting money. Stack it to the sky, sky. It ain't even funny. Steady on the grind. And we never stop, stop. Keep your eyes open, cause we coming like we mob, mob. You know what it is. Tricks only for the kids. For the kids. Yeah.
Cause I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from them cracky hallways. Them Northland mall days. Where goons catch bodies over shades of car gates.
They gon' call the kid Maui,
Maui.
Or South Kihei, 3-day shout. I'm back in the airport, therefore gear shift like hugging the whip. Peace out. I'm back from back to the future. Somebody make fly, I never touch the hookah. I ain't sipped in years. If I did not stop, some less like to be the shooter. Still killing them soft. Peace, Luther. Road to success, the stress of seeing troopers. Determine the ball that can't avoid the tech. Hot 9 on my back, I'm a 22 from Jet. Fresh, still a mad, my pops are still set. Road to success, the stress of seeing troopers. Determine the ball that can't avoid the tech. Hot 9 on my back, I'm a 22 from Jet. Fresh, still a mad, my pops are still set.
Pocket full of gold, shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. Then I'd rather pay the toll. Ain't worried about the swag, and then I worry about my role. Wake up, 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 wake up. Wake up, cause you need to wake up.
jotting down my goals. Man, I'd rather save a soul. I ain't worried about the swagger, man, I'm worried about my role. Sometimes I wake up wondering how I'm gonna do this, when the stakes is higher, homie, than Ruth Chris. Look, man, this game ain't easy. Please believe my dog, this game is ruthless. But I ain't stopping, I'ma go harder and harder for my mother and my unborn daughter. I feel like it's my order to be the best and be the best to beat the less, to beat the stress. Been feeling like I need the rest. Sleep for death. Till the end, I'ma keep it official, homie. Who needs a rest? I need a breath to blow you cowards out the water. Sleep the best.
In the Middle East, pockets full of gold. And I'd rather save a soul. I ain't worried about the swagger, man, I worry about my role.
Get 'em, so I got 'em. X plus one, now that's what I call a problem.
Right.
Dope lounge rapper till I'm gone. Conquest rider, gotta grind on the map. Living so there's no manana. Mama ain't raised no fool nor a daughter.
Nope.
Brothers ain't raised no punk. We out of order.
Yep.
Funny how when beef get real, one letter can mean the difference between laughter and a slaughter. Blades get waved while ways get paid. Slaves get caged while chains get made. Cake gets fake, niggas get realer. Time goes on as the sickest get iller. Spitter need a spittle, horse on the front of. Niggas get laid down soon as they run up. Eggie's been dope since veins met a needle tip. Or the day God said, throw a son up.
In the Middle East, pockets full of gold. Shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. Then I'd rather save a soul. I ain't worried about the swagger, man, I worry about my role. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
With sports and music with Mo Egger. That was several songs from my last album, Motown. You know, we had the Wake Up joint featuring Tammany and Dope Lounge. Shout out to Dope Lounge down in Dallas, Texas, doing their thing. Had the Stink Pink Gator song featuring Brother Liddell Hart. Shout out to Jiggy. Yeah, man, everything official. So, you know, that was the music portion of today's episode. But sadly enough, man, we've come to an end where I have to say goodbye. Not to catch up with you guys again next week, man. We come to the conclusion of Sports and Music with Mo Egger. But guess what? We'll be back again, if the Lord will, next week. Same time, same place, same network. Easy Way Broadcasting, you know, Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it. You already know what I'm about to say next. Follow the website. That's MOEAGER. That's www.moeager. They're calling me MrMoEgger.com. I want you guys to stay tuned for some cool things we have going, man. Check out the website. Everything you need to know is right there on the website, man. You know, my latest things I've worked on, you know, some of my latest videos. Where right now we're actually prepping for the Interlock System video. It's a song called Interlock System that's on my album. Check it out. It's on my website. You don't even have to buy the album. You can go on my website and listen to the whole album for free, because it's more important that you guys hear the message than actually, you know, having to go out your way to pay for it, you know, unless you want to support the cause, which is always cool. So God bless you guys. Sports and Music with Mo Egger, Easy Way Broadcasting. And let's get it, man. Have a wonderful week, guys. Stay strong, man, and stay focused. Let's get it.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.